is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
Hi,
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And we're live. We're here with one of our newer shows, The Mountain Medium. Jamie is here, and we will be opening the lines. I see a couple of you are holding already with your hands up, so stay there. And let's see if we've got Jamie on the board.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jamie Breeze. I'm from Jasper National Park in Canada. I'm a psychic medium and animal communicator. However, I like to specialize in animal mediumship and pet reincarnation.
So people are calling in to get readings. Where would you like to begin today?
Well, Nicole, I really wanted to talk about animal grief and the severity behind that topic. You know,
so many people
love their animals so much. And when we have a pet companion that passes away, it's not truly recognized in our society. You know, we're expected to go back to work the next day. We're, you know, just replace it with another dog or a cat, you know, and for many of us, that is not the case. Those pets are our companions. They're our best friends. They're our constants, and they help us through so many ups and downs in life and are never complain. They're unconditional. And so when that physical body of theirs is lost, we suffer. And, you know, that's why I want to talk about the importance of animal mediumship today and what it can do for those who are grieving a lost pet.
Just before you get into that, can I clarify that people can call about readings for anything?
We can definitely do that.
Okay, just so the people listening know, there's, you know, it's open-ended. But yes, the pet grief is huge, massive. I think, you know, in the older days, people used to attitude about, nah, just get over it, it's just a dog or whatever. But I think people value their connections with their pets so much. Like, you know, they're a critical piece of the family. They're not just a pet, right? So, yeah, if you want to share on that first, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and so, you know, when my dog passed away in 2016, it truly led me down this path of pet mediumship. And, you know, I was born able to speak with pet or animals. I just kind of thought, to be honest, Nicole, that everyone was doing it. And I didn't realize that my family or friends were not communicating with their cat or a dog when I was a kid. I didn't find that out till, you know, maybe my early teens when people are like, why are you dogging your cat? But, you know, when my dog passed away in 2016, I was completely devastated. Like, my whole earth shattered. And, you know, I had to face those big facts. Like, when do you go back to work? How do you move forward? How am I going to continue on in this life? Because, you know, I am married. I do have a family. But my dog is my soulmate. And my partner, he's completely fine with that. He's like, yep, you take the dog, I'll take the cat. Those are our soulmates. We're good to go. So he's completely understanding my connection with my dog. So when she passed in 2016, you know, I looked for those answers. I looked to try and figure out what the next steps were. And, you know, I went to psychiatrists. I went to grief counselors. I went to doctors hoping that I would leave that building that day feeling a pep back in my step. And yes, I can continue on. And that never happened for me, ever. And I hear this so many times with my clients as well, too, is there's no relief for that. Will I see my pet again? How will I know if they reincarnate? You know, and so when I discovered that, well, when I thought about it, I was like, okay, I can connect with the other side with humans who have passed on. Why can't I do that with my own dog? And that led me down the journey of connecting with her on the other side. And she gave me so many answers that I was looking for. You know, she will come back to me in a new form. You know, and her and I are always tethered together with that silver cord that so many people are aware of, that they've heard of through lifelines and soulmates. And my dog eventually reincarnated 2.5 years after her initial passing. And so that's led me down the road of pet mediumship, pet reincarnation, and to showcase that, you know, when your pet does make their transition back to the other side, your relationship with them isn't over. It's never over. It's just in a different form. So, and to showcase that we can continue on, and that they can come back to us in a new pet form. And so I work with a lot of clients now, Nicole, whose pets have reincarnated or are in the process of reincarnating. And it's so awesome to see, because that's how much our animals love us. So much that they just keep coming back and back to us again. So I think there's like a magic and such a deep, deep beauty doing this work. And I think anyone who is listening or will listen, you know, if you've ever loved a pet, you know what I'm talking about. They're magical creatures, and they love us so much, and they never leave our sides, whether they are in the physical body or the non-physical body. So pet grief to me is a very special topic. I think people should be honored more when they are going through that process. You know, I think it'd be nice if employers would fully recognize that, give them, you know, a grief leave, you know, stuff like that. I think that's really important. And I do feel truly that it will start to happen in our society.
I think there's been a big shift in recent years. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do. Ever since I started doing this work professionally, I've seen more and more people coming out that there's pet grief counselors, pet loss psychologists, more and more animal communicators. So yeah, I do see a shift. And I was just saying to someone the other day, I think in the next like 20 years, everyone is going to have their own animal communicator, just like everyone has their own vet they go to. You know, everyone's just going to have that. It's going to be part of our life, our style, our, you know, our whole society. So it's getting there. It's getting a lot better. And the amount of change I've seen in the past 4 years is pretty incredible, to be honest. So I'm really glad that we are going down that path and towards that direction.
It's interesting, the conscious shift around this in the collective. I remember when I was young, hearing people say the most stupid things like, oh, animals don't feel pain. We've come a long way in 50 years, 60
yeah,
years,
and
whatever
you,
it's been.
You know, and there are some people that still think animals don't have souls and that they don't go to heaven or the other side or whatever your belief is, right? That their souls don't continue on. And I just don't understand why they would think that. Like, where did that come from? Why were they taught that? And what makes such a loving being, a loving, unconditional, caring creature, not have a soul? It just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
You know, and yeah, and it really, and it sticks me, like, I'm always surprised when I hear people say, like, my dog is dumb, or they don't know any better, because it's actually the complete opposite. Like, in my line of work, I truly, truly feel that animals are more intelligent than humans. I've had them diagnose themselves and their owners with ailments and diseases before. And I'm not medically trained at all. And I like to say anything medical, I know I've learned from an animal. And for example, a dog will say, you know, I have a ruptured spleen and this is what's happening. No, I actually Google it. I'm like, okay, golden retriever, ruptured spleen. Like, is this what happens? You know, because I don't know any of that, but they have taught that to me. And so the vast knowledge that these animals have is outstanding. And there was this one dog I have to share a story of. And I was working with this dog telepathically, and she told me that her mom suffers severe migraines. And so I didn't, mom being her human owner, I always say mom. So when I connected with the owner, I said, you know, your dog mentioned you suffer from excruciating migraines. And she actually got really emotional and upset. And she's like, yeah, I've suffered from them for about 20 years now, and I just have not been able to find a cure. Well, her dog told me that if her human mother smells green apples, it's going to take away her migraine symptoms. And it's actually proven fact that smelling of green apples will take away migraine symptoms. Not in everyone, mind you, but this dog knew it would help with mom. And so I had no idea that was a fact. And I Googled it, and the Smell and Taste Research Center in America says that the green apple scent will do that. So, you know, it just really brought a strong bond, an even stronger bond with my client and her dog. And now she keeps green apples on her counter all the time. When she feels a migraine coming on, she'll run over and smell it. And that dog knew. That dog knew. So I just think if animals don't have souls, how would that be possible?
Wow, that's very specific. I'm just wondering, as we're talking, did we get you to do an example reading with my pups?
Your pup?
My pup is Pop Pops, or I call her Pops, or P-Dog when she's having a badass day. Did we do that?
Pop-Pops? Yeah, Nicole, are you able to send me a photograph of her as we're on air here?
I can. Yes, I can.
With animal communication, I do like having a photo. It's not necessary, but, you know, they do say eyes are the windows to the soul, and we can learn a lot looking into a photograph. So when I do an animal communication reading, I'll usually ask for a photo and some basic information, name, breed, and how long you've had your pet from. But while that photo is coming through, so sorry, can you repeat her name?
Officially Poppy.
Sorry, Nicole, you just cut out again?
Poppy. P-O-P-P-Y.
Poppy, like the flower. The flower, Poppy. And what breed is she?
She's a Chihuahua.
Okay. And her age?
I'm just sending you a picture.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to reload
subject
that.
Mine is Poppy. And, I guess we didn't do this last time. So I think it was in my mind to bring it up, and here we are in the moment. So let's do it. Picture
okay, awesome. Okay. Yeah, I just got that here. Okay. Oh, what a sweetie. What a sweetie. Sorry, how old is she?
Sure, because the, you know, rescues, right? So approximately 11 or 12, maybe.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to introduce myself to Poppy. And, you know, doing animal communication, it's really cool. The animal doesn't have to be there. They don't have to be sleeping. They don't have to be sitting there. They can be out for their walk, doing whatever. It's based on telepathy, and the energy is always present. So as soon as I connect in, the animal will respond. Okay, sweetie, Now, Nicole, as I'm connecting with her energetically here and looking at her, she is showing me her lower teeth, lower jaw. Are you aware of any dental issues she might be having at the moment?
No, I haven't looked either, though.
Okay, yeah, double check on that, because I just feel like I feel there's a bit of achiness and discomfort there. So do you brush her teeth at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah, just double check on that. I just feel like there's a couple teeth on the bottom that are kind of starting to bug her. So if after the show you can just look at her gums and see if there's any, like, inflammation or anything, or I just feel she might have a lot of plaque buildup, but maybe if you just could get her on some dental chews or something like that.
Yeah, I do buy those now and then.
Okay. Let me see. Do you have any specific questions for Poppy right now?
Just, I guess, in general health overall, she's never walked on a leash, so I put her on a really strict diet. She doesn't drink water on her own, so she now has dog soup. I put a tablespoon of dog food, and I filled her half the bowl up with water, so she has to eat that to get her food, so she gets the watering. And I've tried everything on the leash thing, like just being persistent and treats and all the, you know. And as soon as the leash is on her, her butt goes down and it's a dragging session. Anything you can pick up on there might be handy.
Okay. So I'm just going down. Yeah, she's coming through, like, I don't like using this word. Like, she's coming through a bit stubborn. But, you know, that's not the greatest word I want to use, because animals are just like people. They have their own personalities and stuff. So, you know, when we say someone's stubborn, it's not the nicest word, but she's firm in her ways and firm in her beliefs she's sharing with me. So when she's not on a leash, how do you walk her then? Does she not wear a collar?
She doesn't get walked.
Okay. So she never gets walked. Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Let me see. Yeah. Okay. Poppy.
But she doesn't have that pent-up energy thing. She's like, she sleeps all the time and so always chill.
Yeah, and you know what? I am picking up in her chest area too. It just feels a little hot to me. Has she had an x-ray or anything recently?
She gets recurrent bronchitis.
Oh, okay, so that's the bronchitis.
I can get out of that now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so that's the burning, I think, because, yeah, it feels like very chesty, like, okay, let's see. Now, and this is weird, and please Google search this after, because, again, I'm not medically trained. I just heard milk thistle, so I'm not sure if milk thistle is something that can help with that or that she needs, and I don't even know what milk thistle does. But, yeah, double check into that, because she's showing me a bit of milk thistle. And, you know, she's kind of saying, like, she's okay not going for those walks. I feel she's just kind of showing me, like, creature of habit. Routine is important for her, and she doesn't need to go. She's happy being at home. And just like people, some people are homebodies, right? Some people want to go out all the time. And she's kind of showing me, like, I'm okay with that. Now, Nicole, do you have a cat?
Used to.
You used to. Okay. Because I'm feeling a lot of cat energy with Poppy in the house as well. Was that a male cat?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I just feel this male cat is still very present. And because animals are, when they leave their physical body, they go to the other side and they're having so much fun, but they're also still with us. So Poppy's showing me that she can see this cat in the house as well. And I just feel there's a comfort there for Poppy and really appreciating the energy of that house and stuff. So, again, like, I just feel like Poppy just wants to stay home. Now, does Poppy ever get popcorn?
No.
Like,
I said, a strict diet, I try to stick to really, really simple stuff.
Okay, because she's showing me popcorn. I'm not sure if you eat popcorn or something, but she's saying...
Nope.
She really... Okay, because, yeah, she was just showing me popcorn. Let me see if I can understand that.
You know you're not getting any. She's sitting right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just fleeting coming through, and I just saw the popcorn kernel, so I just felt like she was like, I want to try popcorn. And sometimes that's what happens a lot when we do animal sessions. They talk about food. You know, food is
very
not only instinctual, but, yeah. Sorry, say that again?
She's very food motivated.
Yeah, and a lot of animals, they want to try what we're trying. You know, I've had many animals say, my favorite food is lasagna, or my favorite food is pizza, stuff like that. So they always want to kind of try that. But Nicole, also, do you know if she has itchy ears?
She doesn't scratch an overly large amount, so I don't know.
Okay, because she's just kind of showing me, like, if you were to put, like, your thumb in your ear to that distance, she's kind of showing me it's very itchy in there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's, like, any foreign object. I think she just, I think she wants, like, it scratched.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any other questions for her. I'm just trying to see. What else if there's anything urgent she needs to bring up or wants us to understand.
Well, the other thing is I keep her calm all the time because she has that collapsed trachea tendency. And so I'm very careful about, you know, not getting her overexcited and not having a lot of people. Like when people come, they don't ring the doorbell, they tiptoe in, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like she's okay with that because she just kind of feels like, again, very homebody and likes her routine, likes to know what's happening during the day, and really likes the comforts of home. Now, does she sleep in bed with you at night?
Always, yeah.
Yeah, because that's really important to her, she's saying. Like, she just... She loves sleeping with you, and she showed me that's one of the highlights of her days, like just getting in there, you starting to fall asleep, and she starts falling asleep, and it just feels like she's giving me the sensation, like, job well done, like, today was a good day. So, you know when you get into bed and you're like, oh, I accomplished everything today that I needed to do, just that satisfaction, she's showing me like that. So it makes me understand that she doesn't feel... like she's missing out on anything.
Yeah.
I think she's coming across. What's that?
Crawling into bed at night, that's her favorite thing.
Okay, good. Yeah. And yeah, she just feels like she had a great day, lived life to the fullest. So yeah, with the leash thing and having to keep her calm, she feels okay with that for me.
Okay, well, that's good. Did you get anything around the trachea issue?
You know, I felt throat, but then I thought it was leading into the chest area, so I was wondering if that was the bronchitis there. Let me just...
Yeah, it's very... It does happen at the same time a lot, so it kind of gets, smerged together.
Yeah, let me just see if I can pick up anything there. So with the trachea, Nicole, and I'm not overly familiar with that as well, and again, cause I haven't studied medicine or that stuff, but does she take big gulps? Like, do you see her gulping largely sometimes?
Well, whenever she has treats or food, it's funny, she's just avidly listening right now.
Yeah.
So she's... When she gets excited, you know, and that's why I always got to keep her in a calm state because she'll start hacking and the collapsed trachea thing in their throat or whatever. I don't know why. It's rampant among chihuahuas, and it's awful.
Okay. Yeah, because you just saw me like a large gulp, and she said, like, that's when it bothers her the most, it's the large gulp. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, if you have a sore throat or strep throat and you have to like swallow and you're just like, oh, here it goes, kind of like that. But when she's just sitting calm, I guess, yeah, when she's sitting calmly, she's like, yeah, it doesn't really bother me. She's very aware of it, though, very aware of it. But see if, like, that milk thistle would do anything. I, again, don't even know what milk thistle does.
Not sure either, but I'm going to Google it and check it out.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Okay, it's a lot of liver stuff, so I'm wondering if there's any liver stuff happening with her, but I can look into that as well, too, when we're done here. But, yeah, honestly, like, just a quick tap in. She seems content. She feels happy to me and comfortable in her body.
Yeah. She basically gets to be with me all day and then snuggle all night. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And you know what? And, you know, and that's what pets love to do, is being with their person, right? And so, you know, being with you all day and stuff, and then when our pets have to go home to get a new body, it's hard for us. You know, they've been with us all day. They work with us. They sleep with us. Like, it's a big deal. And I just think it's sad that it hasn't been fully recognized and fully accepted in our society to grieve a pet. And that's why I believe pet mediumship is a new and upcoming amazing, amazing tool to help during this process. You know, and when we connect with pets on the other side during a full, like a full session, we can really get the concrete evidence that they are still with us and that they are okay. And a cool thing about when we connect to pets on the other side is they love to bring in our deceased family members and loved ones. And what that does is it signifies, like, hey, I'm okay because I'm with grandma or I'm with brother or sister, you know, because we are part of this heavenly realm and we are part of this soul family. You know, so for them to bring in deceased loved ones is a game changer as well. And that's one of my favorite things to do.
I wasn't even thinking about past pets, but I'm going to send you another picture. Because they were both with me. Rosie was, you know, my main Chihuahua fur-bearing soul person in my life, you know, besides my kids. And then Poppy came along later, and they were together for a while, and then Rosie passed away, but still feeling a lot of connection. But now you got me curious as to what else would potentially come through. So I'm just scrolling to find a picture and to send that to you. But she's Chihuahua in the picture. Poppy's the bigger one. I think this might be a before shot of her. She's looking better now.
All right. And then who is the cat spirit?
That was Spot, a tuxedo cat. The love cat. He was awesome.
Okay, yeah. So do you ever feel him around you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like his energy is just very confident and strong. And I'm seeing him like a lot in your living room. So I'm not sure if that's where you feel him most or not.
Sorry,
I lost my headpiece.
We were before, but I don't know where. Just a general feeling of connection.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so Poppy was like just kind of showing me, like laying in her spot and looking over and seeing Spot, and feeling really connected. Yeah, so his energy is very, very strong around there. But when I'm feeling into his energy, Nicole, do you know why he'd be showing me a four-leaf clover?
I literally have no idea. He was like, you know, an esteemed member of the family, the man of the house. You know, I raised two girls on my own. And you know, he was there a lot of years, right from birth. And He was, when he passed, we did the thing where they, you know, when they're going to put him down, you put the grieving family in a room with a fireplace and soft music, and we sit together holding his paw. Oh, God, just, oh, yeah, bawled for days, you know, but it was a strong, strong connection.
Okay, and interesting, I keep seeing that clover with him. Let me understand. Do you have any Irish background, or is your father Irish?
Oh, I do, yeah. I have some in there.
Okay, and I feel that's what he's connecting it with. Are you big into your past life, Nicole?
I have some memories and some pretty weird stuff. I haven't talked about it on the air much.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like when I'm tapping into that clover image again, I feel it's he's wanting to share something past life. But if you haven't tapped in it on the air, we can definitely just move past that if you're not wanting to go there or comfortable.
I know I remembered a past life in Ireland very strongly when I first did a regression thing.
Okay, and that's where I think he's going with that. And, you know, he's wanting to connect with that life and you. And I just feel that he was with you in that life as well. And he keeps showing me your father in that life too. Is your father still here, may I ask?
I don't know. I mean, I was adopted and stuff, but neither quote-unquote father is on this plane anymore in this life.
Okay, so because I just feel like Spot is showcasing, like, your Irish connection and your father being in that past life too, and he's just wanting me to understand that. He's saying a lot of your talents that you have in this life, like your spiritual talents, has stemmed from that life as well. And I think maybe if that's why you went through an regression and connected with that life, it's because it was a significant life for you to bring
that
in here.
Yeah, that was the very first one I ever, yeah.
Yeah, so, and see, and this is the other cool thing is our animals come to us in many, all our lifetimes, right? So when our animals pass away and we get scared, like, will we ever see them again? Absolutely we will, because they're always a part of us and they're always coming into our lives, life after life. So my dog, who recently reincarnated, she was actually my horse in a previous life of ours together. Mm. And that's my main life that I remembered when I was a little kid, was this Indigenous warrior life, and her and I riding into to battle together, and both being killed during this war. And, you know, so a lot of times during our readings with animals, they will bring up past lives and they want to connect the dots for us and be like, we were here too. And a lot of clients do connect with this. They do remember, and they'll be like, I knew it. I knew I was, you know, a princess in medieval France and all that stuff. Like, they feel it in their deep core, their soul. Mm-hmm. They remember that. And it's so fun when the animals bring that up.
Yeah, it's interesting. And when I think of Ireland, I've never been there in this lifetime, but I can feel it, right? And see it.
Yeah, you feel it. You know. Feel it. And
yeah.
You know it. And Spot is like, Mom, we lived in that mm-hmm. life together. And, you know, it's interesting because what he's showing me is he's showing me a lot of mushrooms and medicinal plants and stuff. You doing a lot of foraging and making potions in that life and doing a lot of healing. Like, he's showing me, like, you were a really good at making salves and medicines and stuff. So I'm not sure if that's anything you do in this life or not, but he's showing me, like, there's a lot of intuitive power that came from that life that you have brought into this life as well, which is extremely common. We bring a lot of our talents into this life from those previous lives, and our
animals
can help us tap into that. and help us to remember those lives, which I think is very fascinating.
It is. It really is. And, you know, it gives you hope and relief in some way of that connection coming back and being there.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, and I want to share with people who are grieving any animal, is they're always connected with us. They never, ever leave us. The relationship you have with them just feels different right now because they are not in a physical form, but that relationship continues and recycles back. And I know it might be hard to fathom or understand or process, but if you can grasp a little bit of it, it might give those grieving a glimmer of hope and knowing that they will see their pets again and they will continue that loving relationship with them.
That's beautiful. The picture of Rosie, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at that now. So you said Rosie's the bigger one or the smaller one?
No, the smaller one. The bigger one's Poppy, who we just connected with.
So Rosie's the one in the pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had quite the wardrobe.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tap into Rosie. So can you understand that she was like your baby? She's showing me like love to be swaddled, coddled, you know, held. And that was what she loved. And she's showing me being very treat orientated too. And I know people can say all animals are treat orientated, but she wants to showcase her cookies to me.
One of her special things is she'd find the certain kinds that she really liked and that she's doing it particular, whereas Poppy will eat anything until it kills her.
Okay. And she said she really appreciated your conversations with her. So she's showing me you always speaking to her and having conversations with her and giving her the updates for the day, like mommy has to go to the store, all that stuff. She's saying that was really important because when we talk to our animals like that, it really helps them to be involved and it helps alleviate any sort of anxieties and stuff too, because if you just walked out the door and didn't let her know what you were doing, she'd be like, what's going on? For the fact that you
would tell them what time I was coming home approximately.
That is,
you know,
so important. So important. Animals do know time. They 100% know time. Yeah. Now she's showing me carrots. Do you recall giving her carrots?
No, but I gave her these sort of weird chicken things that kind of look like carrots. They were orange and a bit rubbery things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's exactly what I'm seeing. It looks like a mini carrot or something.
Yeah.
And she's saying that. Now, also, she's just saying as well, there's a song that you used to play for her, or she brings a song on the radio that's very important to you.
Playing my guitar for her. I haven't done that in years.
Okay, but I feel like there's something to do with a radio as well, like coming on.
Oh,
like,
you know what
she's
it is.
Showing me the
I know what it is. I know what it is. I teach belly dance, right, in my home studio. And she knew every choreography by heart and knew when someone was screwing up, she'd watch everything. And then when we were playing the zills, you know, finger cymbals, most dogs would be like, I'm out of here. Like, it's clacky and loud and disconcerting. And she was like the support. We'd all be sitting in a circle, and she'd be walking around in a circle. And when someone was having a challenge with their rhythm on the zill, she'd put a little paw on their knee and support them. She was like the zill support dog. So she was always around that music.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute.
I know.
That is so adorable. And, you know, that's important for our pets, too, is having a job like that. Like, she probably felt so proud of herself having that job. And now, do you recall her having lower belly issues.
Yeah, she did at one point. It was weird at the end. She just kind of suddenly wasn't looking right, you know, and like one of her eyes like exploded into a ball of pus, and then there was chronic diarrhea with a long-haired chihuahua. That's a nightmare.
Okay.
Having to go out every 3 hours. Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, because she's showing me the lower belly bowel issues that she had. And she's saying, like, her lower back as well. I'm not sure if you're aware. She was just saying it was really tender or sore. Almost feels like an arthritic kind of spine thing. I'm not sure if Chihuahua suffered from arthritis.
Overnight, she just suddenly looked like a really old dog. My students came over, and they're looking at her, and they're going, she doesn't look right. And I looked, and I thought,
how old was she when she passed?
I think 15.
Okay. I felt like she was, like, seemed 16. But, yeah, I feel like there was a bit of arthritis in her spine, too. Yeah, her body was old, she's saying. She's like, it was just old. But she's showing me, like,
it's like poof.
Yeah, and do you celebrate certain occasions by yourself with your dogs? Because she's showing me, like, doing even like Christmas Eve, just with you guys, like not having the family over, stuff like that. She's like, it was just us.
It was always, you know, outfits for the dog are part of the deal, and dressing up for special nights, and the dinner dress. Well,
yeah,
I can't put anything on Poppy. She will literally act like she's being murdered, and I will lose my arm. But Rosie didn't like it at first. She would just plop over and freeze, and like one of those stunned goats. But she.
Oh, yeah.
Made me all happy, so she got used to it. She ended up, one of our pastimes is my daughter would put on different ringtones on her cell phone for different, energies, and have a dog fashion show walking around in all the different outfits for the audience.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cute.
That's awesome. Yeah, and she's just saying, like, the holidays and stuff were really special for her.
Always.
And it's almost like just like how Poppy was saying she was okay to stay at home all the time and whatnot. Rosie's kind of showing me like she didn't need a big social circle. She was okay to be like just with mom and sister or whoever, right? So just again, coming through really happy and like content with that.
Yeah, she it was another deep connection, and I could tell that. Like you, I don't understand how people can't feel the connective communication between you and your pet, because it's like it's clear as communicating with a human for me when I'm with my dogs, right? She always seemed very, very content. It's weird that people can't feel that. It's just odd.
I find it very strange too, and
It
baffles me, but. I guess it's everyone's on their own journey and whatnot, but
yeah,
I just don't see how you could not.
I know. Like something's got to be disconnected somewhere to not sense it. I don't know.
Maybe
a collective awakening thing. I mean, I think about where people were even just 20 years ago. It's night and day on a lot of stuff, right?
So hopefully animal welfare and animal rights and animal grief will become more prevalent in our society. I think it will. I can't see it going backwards. More and more things are popping up. There's like pet spas now. Like you would never see that in the 80s or 90s, right? Like I'm going to treat my dog to a blueberry facial this week. Like I've never even had a blueberry facial. It's becoming more and more prevalent. And, you know, I live in Jasper National Park, and our nicest hotel out there is the Fairmont. And my dog and I will go for a hike, and we'll go to their lounge on our slow days. And they have doggy menus in the restaurant now.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Right? so it's an hour to walk there, and we'll have, like, get her a snack, we'll have a coffee or a glass of wine, and then we'll walk home. And that's a special day, you know, and I just love the fact that they do that. And is it pricey? Absolutely. But, you know, it's a special occasion thing, and I think it's awesome that my dog is now welcome in a five-star establishment just for lunch.
Wow, that's awesome. Five-star dog restaurant.
it's because they recognize people love their dogs, and they can make money from this. Absolutely.
Right.
People will spend money on their animals. So that's awesome. You know, times are changing, and it will change more, and I think our pets deserve everything that we can possibly give them. When people say, oh, my pet's spoiled, I'm like, good. They should be spoiled.
My kid used to say to me, the dog has a bigger wardrobe than me.
Yeah.
It probably did.
Exactly. Yeah. And if Rosie loved that, then honor that. You know, and during a lot of my animal sessions, they will mention that. I had a dog recently tell me he hates his red jacket. And as soon as I said that to his mom, she was like, oh, my God, I know, and I cannot believe I keep putting that on him. So after our session, she made a promise to him that she would never put him in the red jacket again. But we're told animals are colorblind too, right? So I don't know the science behind that. I have read about it. I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to argue. But whether animals can see that color or not, they can distinguish between the colors, whether it's the vibration, whether it's just a knowing because they are so intelligent, or whether it's they actually see it. I don't know. But they do always tell me about their favorite colors and stuff. So yeah, if you know Rosie liked all these outfits,
she tolerated it because she knew I loved it.
Well, you know, and animals do say that too. They're like, I know mom loves it. I also, you know, I had a dog tell me how much she loved her mom's expensive purse collection. And the reason the dog liked this purse collection is because the mom loved it. It made the vibration high, you know? So the dog is like, I love this Gucci purse too. And of course the husband on the Zoom call rolled his eyes and was like, don't say this because I do not want my wife going and buying more purses. But, you know, we all had a good laugh at that because our animals know everything. They know what's going on around us. And so again, it takes me back to the animal grief is your animal is a part of your life and your lifestyle and your daily routine and your conversations you have with your spouse or your children. They're a part of that. And for us to then all of a sudden have that member of the family gone, it's traumatizing. It can really destroy a lot of people. And I pray that animal mediumship, like, blows everyone out of the water in the next few years, and I just feel it will. How else do we get that comfort, you know? And I think it's an amazing tool, and the more people are trained in this field or recognize that they have the ability to do it, I think it's going to help so much, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yes. Well, you're on the leading edge.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking at the time I've taken up almost the whole show with my dogs, but it was so fun getting to see how you work. Everyone's different, you know, how they tune in and what they pick up on and their style. And so this has been really good. And Poppy and Rosie, thank you. And Spot, thank you as well. I'm wondering if we can take one quick call just so we stay in integrity when they've been holding the whole hour.
Sounds good.
Okay. Integrity is a good thing. 914, I know you've been holding forever. And you're on speakerphone because I can't hear myself.
I'm really enjoying this. Yes, hi. Yeah, no, and blessings to you and your puppies. No, so thank you.
Oh.
No, it's been beautiful. You know,
this sounds like regular caller Catherine in New York.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
And you're on with Jamie.
Thank you. I do have a puppy or a dog in spirit, rather. If you wanna, if you think, you know, she wants to say anything to me, or
what's her name?
Lucky.
What color was she?
Black.
I'm sorry, what breed?
She was a mutt. A black mutt.
Okay, and I apologize. What's your name?
What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine, are you going through a new schooling or taking some courses right now?
Not really. I'm going through a new experience, and I feel like I've been taking a crash course in the law. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, okay, because she wants you to understand that she's with you during this learning and this progression.
And I apologize if I'm having some pauses here because I have a bit of feedback in the microphone here,
so I'm just trying to ignore
that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Speakerphone, Catherine?
Yeah, I took it off speaker. I apologize.
There we go. Okay, that's better.
Okay, yeah, she wants you to understand that she's with you during these changes and what's going on. Now, this is going to sound really weird, Catherine, but just think about it for a second. Do you have any tingling or tension around your jaw area or in your teeth at any time? And I know this sounds weird, but think about it for a sec.
No, not at all. That's where I carry my stress. In my jaw and my cheeks.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because she's making me aware of that, and she's saying she's trying to help you in that area as well. Now, she wants to tell you she's coming through on your right side, so if you feel any kind of, like, tingling or kind of different vibration there on your right, know she's there. And she's also saying she sends you messages through the birds. Do you understand any of that?
Oh, yes. Whenever I see a bird, I know I'm going to get a letter or some kind of news. Yes. Yeah, I've connected that. I didn't know it was her sending them, though.
Yeah, she's saying that. And are you finding pennies?
Yes.
Pennies and She's saying that's not from her, that's from your grandmother who's over there with her. So she's saying grandma's sending the pennies too. But the important thing is, and I know this may sound generic, but she wants you to fully understand you have help on the other side, and you are not alone, and you're not going through anything by yourself. I feel you have a lot of connection with your relatives and pets on the other side. Are you quite intuitive yourself?
I feel like I am sometimes, and I'm so drawn to Nicole's shows, so I feel maybe... Yeah,
you are. And so do you understand this grandmother on the other side you were close with? Was her name Mary?
No.
Mary?
I do have both grandmothers on the other side. Mary, though, I can take a Mary on the other side, too, though.
Okay, because they're coming through and just saying trust. And I feel that... I feel you have mediumship abilities, they're showing me. So don't underestimate yourself. If you're getting any sort of messages, know that you are right.
Wow.
And they're saying you just get innate knowings, like all of a sudden you get a download of a message. That is them coming through.
Wow. Wow.
So don't second guess yourself. And I'm seeing a ladybug as well right now. Someone's sending me ladybugs. Do you notice ladybugs a lot?
I did, yes, a few days ago. I used to see more of them, but yes, a few days ago I saw a ladybug, yes.
Okay, so they're going to start sending more. So whenever you're getting these messages like this fuzzy feeling in your right ear, the pennies and the ladybugs and the birds, that is your team. So it's Lucky, it's your grandmother, it's Mary, it's anyone else you have over there, and make sure you just stop and be like, thank you guys, I'm ready to work with you, I'm ready to receive these messages and stuff, because I think what they really want you to understand is you are correct when you think you're getting messages. And
wow.
They want you to start working with them.
Wow. May I ask, too, if they feel that yesterday I met with the proper lawyer, Victor? Because this case has been just, like, all-consuming for me.
I think Victor is going to lead to something.
Okay.
I'm getting a positive vibe with Victor, whether he's the right lawyer or he's going to introduce you to the other lawyer. But I think now I feel like you're on the right track.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I feel like Victor has your best interest at heart, whether it's actually him or he's going to refer you to someone else. But they're saying, like, I feel like you're on the right track. I feel like a fluid motion now.
Oh, thank God.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it for now. I appreciate your call and hanging on and being patient, Catherine. Keep in touch.
Oh, no, thank you both. Many
Thanks,
blessings.
Catherine.
Thank you and much love.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I'm just trying to get back to my switchboard here. While I'm doing that, we've got to get some shameless self-promotion in before you run off. So what have you got for us today?
Well, I just want to remind everyone that I love communicating with your animals on the other side, and this work is really passionate to me. And so if you do need to reach out to me, like, I'm here to support you. I never want to let my clients feel like it's just about our session and then that's it. I do a lot of back-end support with everyone afterwards as well. I always try and make everything personable. I don't have anyone do my emailing for me or anything like that. I'm the one always responding. So please reach out to me if you need to even just chat, because this is very important to me. This work is my life now, and I want to be a voice for the animals and make a difference in this world.
Glad you're doing that here with people and pets. And today went really, really fast, but it was a lot of fun. I appreciate you being here and looking forward to next time already, Jamie.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nicole.
And this show is all linked up, The Mountain Medium, Jamie Breeze on newsforthesoul.com. We're back with Eyes Wide Open right after this quick little break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.